Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Might be time to go inside the Geelong rooms because we're lucky enough to be joined for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Lachie Henderson, good enough to join us. Lachie, Tom King, Ben Castanilia and Mark Neild in the K-Rock Hub. Congratulations on the team performance tonight. But you individually been back into the side now for five games and just starting to feel more and more comfortable about your role.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think you nailed it in what you just said. The team performance, we're playing a really good team footy and it makes it really easy for the backs when the boys play like that. So, yeah, feeling good. It's always good when you win, but the team's just going fantastic. The media are putting on the pressure, forward to kicking goals, and we're working well as a back line.
11 months ago, you got the tap on the shoulder and you were told that, thank you, Lachie, we appreciate your service, but your time is up. And then I think you're on the plane home from the US and you get told, Lachie, do you want to take a rookie spot? And right now you're sitting in a side that's sitting second on the ladder. It's amazing how the world's changed in so many different ways in the last 10 or 11 months.
Yeah, it is. It is, mate. You say a week's a long time in footy. Years, it's a fair few changes. So, yeah, mate, it's good. It's a great club we've got here. Great bunch of boys. And as I said before, we're going really well and we're gelling well. And it's good to be back.
What were you doing 15 metres out from goal?
Mate, I don't know, to be honest. I was flying down the wing. I felt really open. And then Hawkey just kept telling me to come down. So he's on fire. So I'm not going to not go down if Hawkey tells me to. So, and then Joel put on a good block and lucky enough to snag one.
Lachie, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Have you spoken to Jake Colajesny after kicking that goal? I imagine he'd be pretty disappointed.
We had a good laugh a couple of weeks ago when Zach Guthrie came in and kicked two on his game. So, yeah, we're into colour a fair bit. It's going to be a good day when he finally kicks. Well, I reckon it's going to be a final. We're going to be down by 5 points and he'll kick the sealer. That's what I reckon will happen. So,
well, hopefully
we'll hope for that.
He would have been dirty, I reckon, when you kicked that goal.
A little bit. I might actually go talk to him and see what he says. He has a good laugh about it, I think.
I would have thought so. Does it make you feel old, the fact that Mark Neild actually used to teach you?
That's a bit harsh. It does make me feel old. It's actually nice to talk to Neild every now and again. It was a long, long time ago that he was teaching at Geelong College.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for reminding me of that, Hendo. I don't know about you feeling old, mate, but jeepers, I feel currently old. We're interviewing someone I used to teach. How are you?
Good, mate. I'm very good, mate. Yeah, so, as I said, it's enjoyable being back in a winning team. It always is. It is. I'm loving it.
You do well, mate. Keep it up, because watching you play, it certainly does look like you're enjoying it. Hey, can you let our listeners, a bit of serious stuff before we catch up any further, can you let our listeners know, we were talking a lot about the plan on Charlie Dixon. We could see that Harry Taylor had the one-on-one, but very rarely was he left one out. Was that something that you guys had spoken about in the lead-up to the game?
Not overly. We know Charlie's a really, really good player and he's playing good footy this year. So, like all weeks, we try to make it a really team effort on him, especially the back seven. So we just make sure we try and help him as good as we can. And as I kept saying, that I pumped up the team a lot. And when the mids play like that and put the pressure on, there wasn't a lot of balls coming in pretty easy. So it was a lot easier for us to try and be able to read the footy and get tough entries coming in. So it may have looked like that way, but we just worked well as a team.
Yeah. Now, tell me, you've just said there the back seven. We did at half time. We had a bit of a chat about. Now, Mark Litsarves and Zach Tui, are they doing everything they can to get away from being one of those back seven? What are they up to? What's their role currently in the team?
Mate, I think they're doing everything they can to get back to the misfits. To be honest, you don't. no player likes to leave a misfit. So,
they're playing the misfits.
Yeah, they're playing really crucial roles for us. Up the ground a little bit, but also getting back and helping us. So Zach's been fantastic since he's sort of played that sort of wing forward back role. He's sort of gone a bit of everywhere, and Blitzy's playing a bit in the ruck, as you saw. They've been fantastic for us and just changing the game a little bit.
Well, they're going really well. You're clearly playing good footy. Now the hub, some of the families came up during the week. Did that include your family?
Yes. They're up here, which is good. So it was great to see those pictures of Danger and Hawkey and Mitch seeing the families again. It's a bit of a different one now. There's kids running everywhere and families, which is really nice to see. And the boys seem really happy. And look, it's a great place. The AFL are doing a great job for it. And we're just getting the season done as best as we can.
Good. Well, keep it rolling. Now, a couple more. Mate, 9 days between games. Is it going to feel like 3 weeks with what you've just been through?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself, to be honest. It's going to be a bit weird. I've been enjoying these short turnarounds and no training and just roll up to game day. So Yeah, it's going to feel like an eternity, but we probably need it. The boys are a bit battered, and it's been a big couple of weeks. I think we're looking forward to it.
Is it hard to get time away from footy, Lockie, when you're in that hub environment and I suppose you're around your teammates all the time and you're around the coaches? How do you sort of de-footy in a way?
De-footy, that's a good question. No, we've been pretty good. We've had a lot of time in between our training sessions. We haven't been able to train too much. So, look, we're pretty lucky up here. We're in Queensland. It's great weather. We can get outside for a walk. We can go for a quick swim in the beach and head back. We can do those sort of things. So there's a lot we can do, which is nice. So look, we're very lucky. We're thinking of everyone down in Victoria at the moment that are in lockdown and doing it a bit tough. But we're just trying to get the season done as best we can.
You got a few days off in this 9-day break?
Yeah, we've got a couple of days off coming up. Maybe a bit of golf for the boys, I reckon. Quick few games. I've got everyone walking past me at the moment. Something like that. A few games of golf, bit of surfing, hopefully, and we'll see how we go.
One last one, Lockie, before we let you go. We love honesty in footy, and we love players to be honest. And given you're now 30, you're in a position where you can be honest. Was Neildy any good at the teaching caper? Because he reckons that he should have been a professor. I'm tipping he was a bit front and square, sort of a bit straight down the line.
What do you mean I am a professor? Come on, Lockie. I'll remember this, mate. Just be careful.
Mate, I reckon the fact that he's a teacher into a football coach, he's a pretty impressive man. So I'm going to pump him right up here and say he's definitely the professor.
Right, now that's enough now, Lockie.
Thanks, Lockie. That is spot on.
I just wanted to ask Lockie one more. Lock, obviously, when you're a rookie and you get brought back on, you get a one-year deal and nothing's guaranteed, but do you start sort of nudging your manager now and go, hang on, I'm in all right form. I'm, you know, defending well, I'm kicking goals. Can you start sort of nudging the club about 2021?
No, mate, I'll keep that one to the real straight bat answer and just say that'll happen at the end of the year, mate. That's the one thing I am definitely not thinking about at the moment. There's a lot going on and we've just got to get this season done and keep banking these wins.
Yeah, well played, Lockie. Hey, really appreciate your time, Lockie. Congratulations on your form. It's great to see you still playing league footy. A lot of us thought when you would let go last year that it might have been a little bit too soon. We might have seen you in local footy, but you're back playing at the right level and you've done a wonderful job so far in your time back in the team, and may that continue. Good luck against the Crows in 9 days' time.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Lockie Henderson joining us on K-Rock Footy for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun? Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Jake and the team, you can find them on the Port Arlington Road at Moolap. They have got Geelong's biggest brands, Suzuki, Savage, Leisure Cat, Baysport and Tournament Pleasure Boats. And they are now dealers for Haynes Signature Boats. Find out more, geelongmarineworld.com.au.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.